He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Shut the door. I don't know where that came from. It just came out there. It just jumped right up and just bit me in the earlobe. But welcome to School Talk here on the west side of Marion County, Indiana. You can't call in at 244-9234 because I got an awesome guest on the phone. We got an awesome topic today, so you can't call in, but you can just check us out on the internet. We got some Facebook stuff out there. We got some Twitter stuff out there.
We do.
You know those call signs? Top of your head? Well, go ahead.
Twitter is at WBDG, and you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/giant90.9.
Boy, she's so smart. You know, I bet you go to school somewhere, don't you? Where you go to school at?
Ben Davis.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do at Ben Davis High School?
You mean like, yeah. What am I involved in?
Yeah, what you involved in?
The debate team and newspaper.
You in the debate team? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Yep. I did not know that. We did some awesome shows on debate last year. And even we talked about crisis intervention or what's the word I want to say? More so when you're trying to make the right decision, not necessarily a crisis, but as a young person trying to make the right decision, how debate can really help you when you're dealing with an issue with an individual.
And oh, conflict?
There you go. Conflict resolution. Boy, you're so smart. I think debate should be... If you're going through some type of personal problem in school where you have to take some type of constant resolution class, you need to take debate.
Mm-hmm.
Mandatory.
Yeah.
But take your seats and get ready. We got an awesome show today here at Giant 90.9. Like I said, Facebook likes us at WBDG Giant 90.9 FM here on Facebook and stuff like that. We got news you can use, and my producer Bree is on the board. She's on the board. She's also on that other thing we call the
Last Friday night, Ben Davis defeated Center Grove 28-0. And tonight, Ben Davis goes to Warren Central. The kickoff is at 7 p.m. You can catch the pregame show at 6 p.m. right here on WBDG. October 1st is the Indy Westside College Fair right here at the Ben Davis MPA from 7 to 8:30. Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m., the Ben Davis University High School will be hosting the Apraxia Speech Awareness Walk. Again, that's Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. at Ben Davis University High School. And for all your Ben Davis news, be sure to check out beautyspotlight.com. That's been another issue of...
The Big Board and Ben Davis football. We're doing awesome.
We are.
We're about, 10-0 right now? Okay, 3-0. I'd be 4-0. It'd be like 10 games, like the NFL schedule. Right? We only got about 8. How many games the NFL got? 8, 10 games? 6? 10? 16? 16 game NFL season. How about high school? How many games in the high school? I'm talking Mr. Easter in the window. 9? Yeah, so. Anyway, I get off script from time to time, but I got an awesome guest on the phone. I want to keep her waiting because she got very important things to do. Plus, she's got some very important folks at home that she's watching, so she couldn't be in our studio. But on the phone, here in Indianapolis, Indiana, Kelly Hartman?
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to School Talk.
Thank you.
So now you see my show is kind of crazy. And we have a good time. We deal with issues that affect our young people, our teachers, and our students. If our young people, our teachers, and our students are affected by something, we are going to talk about it on School Talk. And you're involved in something that's awesome. Awesome effort in our community all over the United States of America. And my host, or actually my producer, she did some investigating last year, some producing, some interviewing on the topic, on our topic today. So welcome to School Talk. And
thanks.
Glad to have you here. And tell my audience who you are, and why and what the issue is that you're involved in that's so important.
Well, like you said, I am Kelly Hartman, BD grad.
Hey, push the magic button. Told you. Push that applause button. Yeah.
And I got involved in this. My son was diagnosed at the age of 3 with childhood apraxia of speech. So, of course, you know, you immediately take to the internet, and I didn't know anything about it. Mm-hmm. I knew he had been in speech therapy since he was 18 months old, but I had never heard of apraxia of speech. So I found this amazing organization. It's CASANA out of Pennsylvania, the only organization in the United States that is specifically for childhood apraxia of speech.
Mm-hmm.
And I had discovered that they host walks anywhere that somebody's willing to coordinate.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't anything in Indianapolis. So this is our second year to do the walk here because I felt, you know, obviously if my son had been diagnosed, someone else in Indianapolis, you know, should probably know about this as well. So
exactly.
That is why I do the walk.
Now you talk about going to the internet, and I'll be honest with you. I had to go to the internet also to do some research on apraxia of speech, AOS. Okay. And it's, I mean, you have to do your homework because it kind of if you're busy with other stuff in your life, this one kind of catch you off guard a little bit. It's like, okay, where did this come from? You know, because it's really deep because, individuals with AOS have a difficulty connecting speech messages from the brain to the mouth. That is deep. When you look at it like that, you know, and with the you got to be able to communicate, and when you're having conscious speech problems and problem with motor plans, results of limited, difficult to speech ability, that is devastating.
Yes, yeah. And I mean, I remember all I ever wanted to hear was him say, "I love you, Mom," you know, because he didn't talk. Mm-hmm. So it is devastating for. And it's hard for them. I mean, if a child with, you know, apraxia of speech gets lost, they can't tell you who they are or who their mom is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, it needs to be diagnosed and taken care of. Like, you can never overcome it, but there is a very specific type of speech therapy for kids with apraxia of speech. And, well, you can't overcome it. Forgive me. You're never without it, but you can overcome it, which my son luckily has. He was a huge success with the help of the speech therapist at Riley. So,
as a practice of speech, some call it AOS. It's, you know, affecting the individual's ability to translate conscious speech plans into motor plans. And you think about it, I'm a grandfather. Okay, I got 5 grandkids and 4 daughters, you know, older now. And you think about it when they're younger, and, you know, I'm a little old school. So you hear about babies, baby talk, and then kids being slow in school, kids being knuckleheads in schools, and kids not listening. And you take it all for granted because, they're just being kids. And something like this, you have to look a little deeper into see what's going on with the child. Is there a age when they say it's really prevalent, or when you're out of the kid stage, like the baby stage, or was you're like, okay, now something's really wrong here?
Yeah, they excuse me. They typically will not diagnose it until the age of 3.
Okay.
When I took him for his 18-month checkup, the pediatrician noticed that he didn't speak, so she got us involved in First Step, which is a speech therapy. Excuse me, they do all types of therapy, the occupational and physical as well. And they will come to your house or the child's daycare, wherever that child is, once a week and work with them. So he was in speech therapy starting at 18 months, but the therapist and I both noticed he just wasn't progressing the way he should have. So she had brought in a specialist who kind of pre-diagnosed him with apraxia, but he couldn't get diagnosed until the age of 3.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a series of tests down at Riley Children's Hospital.
Okay.
And that's when they diagnosed him.
Okay. So actually, our experts are aware of apraxia of speech, but looking at the history of the organization CASANA, and as recently as 90s, there was little information out there about apraxia of speech.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like prior to that date, so many young people would have been labeled through life dumb, stupid, hard-headed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And actually, they had this disorder.
Right.
Wow.
Well, and I'm finding in the research and all the work I'm doing in the community about it, a lot of children are being misdiagnosed with autism.
Oh.
And I believe that's, you know, probably happened a lot before apraxia of speech was so well known. Because if you think about it, you know, the kid has no form of communication. So
they're withdrawn. Yeah.
You know, I don't know. So it's heartbreaking to think that there's so many people who, like you said, I mean, if they got the right therapy, they could be, you know, fully functioning speech-wise. So.
I remember being in speech.
It's Bree.
Oh, hi. I remember being in speech therapy for quite a bit throughout elementary school, and I was just wondering, how is treatment for apraxia different than treatment for other speech problems?
With apraxia, instead of trying to get them to say a specific word, you start with for dad, you start with duh and get down, like, say duh, 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 and then ah, 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 and then duh again, and then put it together. It's very repetitive. It's very quick. It's kind of like, it's like a drill sergeant, really. And then they take a break and then they come back to it. But they drill the child to get it so their mouth figures out how to form the letter instead of the word.
Wow. And looking at the history back in early as 1990s or late as 1990s, and that's not too long ago, I look at a Sharon, probably butcher her name, Sharon Getz became frustrated when she was dealing with this. And then back in 1997, she established the first parent group in the United States of America, located in Pittsburgh, PA, began working with local experts to conduct educational training programs for speech language pathologists. That is not long ago. That's like yesterday.
Yeah. Right.
I'm kind of freaking me out, because you think in this day and age, we've been to the moon 10,000 times and we, you know, we can do all this, you know, and it seems like you and this would, it's like, it's still freaking me out, Bree. It's just, I'm kind of freaked out here, just a little bit. Because it's like, it seemed like, where did this come from? And we should have known about it. But you're trying to do what they do right now is get the awareness out with the Walk for Children with the Practice of Speech. And that's awesome. No two ways about that. Because I'm like, my mouth is wide open, jaws down. Because I ain't never heard of it.
Right.
You know?
And that's just it. No one's heard of it. And like you said, with the history of it, you know, prior to it being known, I heard a lot, well, he's a boy, so their speech comes later, you know.
I heard that too. Yeah.
It's frustrating. And because it's such an unknown disorder, people still don't believe me when I say it. It's like I have to walk around with his, you know, Riley diagnosis in my hand for mm-hmm. people to believe that this does exist. We're not, you know, just coddling him or making it up. So
yeah, that's another. You're being a mama's boy. He's a mama's boy.
I got that. Mm-hmm. It was my fault. Some therapist along the way told me it was my fault because I spoke for him. And I thought, well, you know, I'm a stay-at-home mom. I'm going to take care of my son. So
wow. The public definitely needs information on education and resources in order to manage this, because it can't be managed solely by volunteers. You definitely need the experts, and thank God we got experts. But they need to know this. So this walk is going on Sunday, September 21st here at Ben Davis University. It's the second year of the walk only? That's nothing. Yes. It's freaking me out.
Yes. And it's the only walk this year in Indiana. Last year there was a walk in Fort Wayne and Evansville as well, but this is the only one this year. So we need to spread the word.
When is this walk, Bree? You got it on the board. We got it on the board.
Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m.
at the Ben Davis University. Mm-hmm. And we need to get every child a voice, because if you can't communicate, you really can't. It stunts your being successful. I mess around. I butcher the English language in a joking fashion on the radio and have fun with my grandkids and stuff like that. But if you can't communicate out here in the world, you have some problems. You can be lost.
Right.
you know, and you won't be able to be successful in things you have to do. And we always talk about getting young folks out there, getting them off to high school, off to college, and being successful. They can buy us a house when they get older. When we get older, they can take care of us. But if they can't communicate, so what are, I'm going to get a little personal. What are some of the things that they told parents when early in the beginning, when this wasn't even diagnosed? How did they treat you?
I think just with normal speech therapy. My brother was in speech, for years. And now that, you know, we are familiar with the apraxia in my family, my mom and I have had several conversations like, wow, I wonder if that's what was wrong with him. And he was in speech for so long because they didn't really know how to, you know, how to fix what his speech problem was.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, had this been a diagnosis, you know, 30 years ago, maybe he wouldn't have been in speech for as long as he was. So I think they just told parents, it's just, you know, I've heard a lot of things like, oh, well, they have a big tongue, or, you know, they come up with plenty of excuses, like basically they may never speak correctly and sorry, you know,
wow.
Which is a shame. Yeah, I think that, yeah, I don't know.
That's sad.
Yeah.
You know, I guess I can say ignorant. But that is sad. That's an ignorant. I guess I did, didn't I? I guess ignorant is like you just don't know. And we just, apparently, we didn't know what everything is going on in society. We didn't know. Don't go nowhere. I'm going to take about 30 seconds, pay some bills. We'll actually pay bills. But take about 30 seconds, come back, talk some more. I'm going to talk more about the walk and let the folks know where the money goes. A lot of times people think, well, you're doing something. Where is the money go? We're going to let you know where the money goes when we come on back. So don't go nowhere. We're talking about apraxia of speech. This is a deep subject. And I do things like that because you need to learn how to communicate. And sometimes you just can't. So come on back. We'll talk some more on School Talk.
Son Aiden has asthma. Secondhand smoke has triggered his asthma so badly, he ended up in the emergency room and spent multiple nights in intensive care. Now he's on a whole bunch of medications. My tip to you is, don't be shy about telling people not to smoke around your kids.
Half of U.S. kids are exposed to secondhand smoke. If you or someone you know wants help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
Welcome back. Welcome back to School Talk. We're talking about a very serious, and yes, I can say a very interesting topic. Maybe a topic that maybe you don't talk about every day, you don't see every day. Kelly Hartman's on the telephone. We're talking about apraxia of speech, AOS. What is it? What is it? It causes an individual have the ability to not be able to consciously speech. It affects the pattern from the brains to the mouth. Messages, having problems, difficulty connecting speech patterns, messages from the brain to the mouth. You have a problem with communicating, and that is deep, folks. So Kerry Hartman's on the telephone, and I appreciate you on the phone again. Now, people talk about, okay, you're raising money. Yeah. Where'd the money go? Well, tell them where that money goes. I know where the money, we tell them where the money goes.
The money is going to help research more about apraxia of speech. Obviously, we need to learn as much about it as possible. And they also do a lot of grants for kids to get speech therapy because even with insurance, it is a very, very expensive process. And they provide iPads to kids to help them communicate. Like I said, I was very fortunate. My son just had moderate apraxia, but there are kids that just, they have very severe apraxia, and it's going to be much longer for them before they can actually form words and speak. So there's several apps out there for iPads that you can carry on a conversation with the child by them pushing these apps and telling you what they want to say. So Kasana sends iPads out. Yep, it's awesome.
Catch up. And I understand Kasana is the only national 501c3 nonprofit organization that is working towards working with apraxia of speech?
Yes.
Wow. Talk about being a lone ranger without Tonto. You're out there by yourself.
Yeah. That's right.
Wow. Well, folks, that in a sense, on the money side, knowing where the money is going, And the money is going to one organization that's being used for, like I said, scholarships being used for the iPads, iPads. And the money being used for grants, for therapy grants, and multimedia educational projects and training for current and future SLPs, speech language pathology. So you need money for research. No two ways about it.
Right.
And to get the word out, it's like, I mean, we had a PSA on secondhand smoke, and people at one time didn't think about the dangers of secondhand smoke.
Right.
And you think about the effects of apraxia. I'm 59 years old. I'm just kind of freaking out because we haven't apparently been on this earth long enough to know everything that's going on earth.
Right.
Because this just in the 1990s, when early 1990s, and one organization working on it, and us not even knowing. So this walk, the awareness walk, is going to be on
This Sunday from 2 to 4 at Ben Davis University.
Now, is it too late to register for the walk, or since it is Sunday?
No, you can still register through tonight, and then you can also do on-site registration Sunday morning.
Okay.
And last year we had several people show up that day that just wanted to register there or just make a donation.
That'll work.
Yeah.
Money talks if you can't.
That's right.
Wait, money talks if you can't walk. I don't mean to rhyme, but it does sound pretty good.
It sounds good.
That is awesome. I must admit, I've been working with the school since 2003, doing this radio show since 2003, and we've dealt with many, many different topics. And I will be honest, I've never heard of apraxia of speech until you.
And we want to change that.
I feel kind of stupid. I mean, I'm seriously, because you, I mean, hear about all this other stuff, but it seemed like, and Bree, help me out here. It seemed like we're around young folks all day, all day long. I'm around young folks who work in debate, and I play and butcher the English language. But Bree, I never heard of this. Why?
I didn't hear about it until last year during the marathon when I did some research for an interview.
Who did you interview last year? Kelly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all know each other then.
I didn't know about it. And I was in speech therapy for about 7 years, and I didn't know that there was that was a disorder or a problem. Most kids that were worked with had, you know, problems saying certain letters or stuff like that, but never. I've never heard of apraxia until that.
And you were in speech therapy?
Mm-hmm.
So what they say you had, just being dumb. I was Emerson, y'all. I wouldn't call her dumb. Mama, daddy, don't get mad at me now.
I just had a speech impediment.
Speech impediment?
Yeah.
I just can't talk. So you never, even when you was going through therapy, never mentioned?
It was never brought up.
Wow. That's how new, I guess it is. Our society is, I guess, I don't know. It's just much more that we don't know about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And Kelly, I appreciate your efforts, but I'm gonna be real nosy in your personal business now. How many kids do you have, Kelly?
I have two.
Now, are both your childs affected?
No, just my son.
Now, did they say, is there anything in the water or something we ate when you were going through pregnancy? You ate the wrong piece of corn or something?
No, that was, of course, my first question for sure is, you know, did I do something that caused this? They have no idea what this cause is.
Wow.
It's more prevalent in boys than girls. That does not by any means mean that girls cannot, you know,
mm-hmm.
have this disorder. But, yeah, there's no cause for it. Because that was, of course, my first thought was, what did I do?
Wow. And, folks, this walk is important, too, because the therapy grants for children, that's really in deep because the expenses.
It's very expensive. And like I said, even with insurance, like we had insurance, you know, great insurance, but he went once a week to Riley, and there's some kids that need it 2 to 3 days a week. And it adds up very, very quickly. And I'm afraid there's so many people out there who just can't afford to get their kids the help they need. So, yeah, raising funds for Kasana is extremely important. Because as a parent, you know, obviously all you want to do is help your child. And sometimes, you know, with, because it's not a broken arm, you know, with speech therapy. Like, it's just, it's expensive.
Wow. I'm kind of like really eye open here. And folks, go online, check this out. I got a website called apraxia-kids.org. As a website to go to. And a lot of these funds also go to that website, keeping that website updated with information and putting out multimedia to educate the public on this. Because the more you know, the more you'll push out some more dough. I'm rhyming again.
You're doing it again. You're doing good. Yeah. And they do. They have several webinars out there to help educate people.
Have any of the news stations jumped on this? Town 13-8? I'm going to call you out. 13-6-59? Anybody?
No, we would love if they would.
Wow, I'm going to send some emails today. I'm going to shoot some emails out today, folks. I'm calling out Channel 6. I'm calling out Channel 13, Channel 59, Fox 59, Channel 40. I think one of these stations need to be y'all spokesperson or something.
I would love that. Yeah. I've tried several times to get in touch with people. You know, at Wayne Township, you guys are really helping push the word. I've worked with Mary Lang on this and Dr. Butts and the Wayne Township Preschool. Everyone is really, really helpful and trying to get our name out there. And Carly Macer's kind of been my ambassador.
Hey, hey.
She's out there she's awesome. She's out there getting the word out. You know, Speedway Town Press has done a story. The Henders County Flyer has done several stories. So we're trying.
Well, we're going to help. With this, I'm going to shoot some emails out and Twitter and emails. I think someone from those news media should step up. They got the power of the networks. They can get the word out because a lot of it is you know, once, like I said, once you know and you start pushing out the dough, it can help a lot of young folks with their communication, because this is something that, you know, I never, ever, ever heard of. And I watch TV all the time. All the time. You see all these commercials and stuff, you know, and then we deal with young folks here in the school. And I always make jokes like, you know, if you're a crack up or a knucklehead in school and class clown, sometimes you can take that, hey, and turn that into a business and be a comedian to make some money, you know. And then you think about sometimes when young people are coming up and they didn't get diagnosed and they have problems communicating, you start putting labels on them that should never have been there in the first place.
Right.
Wow. That's deep. Kelly, we're going to do what we got to do on our end. We hope folks come out to the walk
at Ben Davis University at Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m.
There's a website, apraxia-kids. That's apraxia, APRAXIA-KIDS.org. It's a number they can call, maybe do some online donating or something.
Yeah, I can send the link. Send me some stuff.
Send me a link. We contacted last night. Send me a link, and then I'll push it out on my ways. I give it to the kids and see if John can push it out on his end here to help out, because we're about being a tool for the community. If it involves the young people, the teachers, and the students, and we're going to talk about it. And Kelly, we thank you. We appreciate what you do, taking care of your family, not accepting that my child, is something wrong with my child, and I want to know what it is, and not just standing back and saying, well, I'll just take what y'all say. You say something wrong, I want to know what it is, and my hat goes off to you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Kelly, and anytime we can be assistants here at school, contact Mr. Easter, contact me through email. We'll do what we can do, and we'll say what we can say, and we'll keep on going with it.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Sure. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Wow, y'all. That's deep.
I
know it's 8 o'clock. It's time to take senior class, but that is really deep. You know, sometimes you don't want to get speechless on the talk show, but I'm kind of speechless because I never heard a proxy of speech. And when it comes to communication, it really kind of hits me because, you know, when I was going to high school, I didn't have the opportunities that I had because of me being a knucklehead. And when you get in communication positions like this, I love communication, I love radio, I love TV. You get a chance to do things like this. It's an awesome opportunity. And we got an opportunity here on our show and on the West Side to help tell some folks about a very important situation in proxy of speech. And we should take advantage, and we will take advantage of it. So, Bree. Hey, hold on. You're going to hear some more about this because we're going to talk. We're going to talk real slow so you can pass out the dough. Yes, we are. Right now, we're going to send you back to class. Thank you, Kelly, for calling in. To students, woo, all you students out there, talk to your parents. And parents out there, talk to your students. And parents, if this young person is going through something like practicing this week, you don't know what it is, hey, Google. Because to the parents, our teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. Don't get hung. Don't be a knucklehead. Don't hang around the wrong crowd. And young man, I can't stand it. Be a man. Oh. Up your pants. I just can't stand sagging. I can't stand it. You're sagging behind. You're sagging a man. Can't stand it. The views expressed in schools are not necessarily views of the University of Wayne Township, Bendis High School, Giant 98.9. See you next week on Classes Dismissed. See you next week on School Talk.